You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm speaking with Danielle Martin, the director of the Black Nativity, coming up this weekend. So to get started, would you introduce yourself?
My name's Danielle Martin, originally from New York City, but Asheville resident for the past 8 years. I am the proud and excited director.
Where did you get the idea to do this production here in Asheville?
Well, Sekou Coleman of Southside Rising and the director of the children's theater that I'm a part of, Asheville Creative Arts, came together and they approached me to direct Black Nativity, which was originally written by Langston Hughes.
Why do you think it's important to have a Black Nativity here in Asheville?
Well, let's see. There aren't very many options for people of color in terms of holiday celebrations. I mean, there's the Christmas jam, you know, the Warren Haynes thing. There are a lot of things, but none of them really showcase Black culture.
How is this production different from other productions of the Black Nativity?
Well, let's say Black Nativity is what inspired the storyline of what you'll see as Liberation Holiday. So the original Black Nativity is about the birth of Black Christ. And so this production has this, more the spirit than the story of Black Nativity. For example, it's in three acts, the show. The first act being birth, roots, the beginnings, basically. And the second part is liberation. And the third part, the third act, is entitled celebration. So it's really about kind of like the trajectory of the production runs parallel to the storyline of Black Nativity in feeling, but not necessarily verbatim as to what Black Nativity, looks like for most people in most productions.
Do you want to speak more to what people can expect when they attend?
They can expect an all-Black cast. They can also expect music, lots of music, singing, there'll be some dancing, poetry, spoken word, a lot of fun, really, a lot of expression that we don't really get to witness that often here in Asheville, beautiful costumes. Like beautiful costumes. Edwin Salas, who is local here to Asheville now, was a gift to work with in terms of him understanding the importance of this story and being able to complement the storyline with beautiful costumes that I really can't say enough about. And I'm really looking forward to people seeing them in the show.
Tell us the details about your production. When and where can people see it?
Well, we're going to be running the production we're going to be running the show six times. We are going to open at the Eddington Center on Saturday, the 15th, with two shows, one at 2 o'clock and one at 7 p.m. Then on Sunday, we'll be at the Burton Street Community Center. And that show will be at 5. The Stevens Lee show will be on Tuesday, and that show is going to be at 7:30. Then our last two shows will be at the Asheville Community Theater on Friday night, the 21st, and closing at the YMI on Christmas Eve, Sunday, the 23rd. The community center shows are all free to the public, and the shows at the ACT are ticketed.
Do you have any plans moving forward? Do you hope to do this again in the future?
Yes, I hope to do this again and other productions with all Black cast, because I learned a lot of things during this production, and this is just the beginning of what I'd like to see, or what Asheville, I think, or in Southside Rising would like to see in the Eddington Center Auditorium that is actually on its way to being rebuilt in the Eddington Center and be of use. So there'll be lots of productions to look forward to, both dramatic as well as musical, and some that ride both sides of that, dramatic and music. I would like the public to know that this project was co-created with the people that are in the show. I really asked all the people that are in the show, pretty much, are from Asheville, are from the area. And I asked them what they wanted to showcase of their talent and what they wanted to bring to the table. And they did it. You know, we worked on, you know, I, of course, as a director, had the storyline in my head of what I would like to see. But basically, that was, you know, that was definitely steered by the talent that came to the table. I'm excited to work with Jonathan Santos and Michael Hayes, and Sekou Coleman has been a wonderful producer. And there's been a lot of great support in the community. And I look forward to doing more and having more reasons for people to come to the Eddington Center as we build.
Excellent. Well, Danielle, thank you so much for taking on this fantastic project and for talking with us today. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, and thank you for wanting to have this interview. I really appreciate it, and I'm always a fan of 103.3. I listen to it often. It's definitely some of the best programming in Asheville. So keep up the good work, and hopefully I'll see you at one of the shows.